Blog Talk Radio.
Officially welcome 2010 with trumpet, of course. I welcome you 2010. Today is, we all know that. Don't tell me that you forgot, January 1st, 2010. It is Friday. Welcome to my show. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. If you want to call in, 347-884-8125. That is the number you got to call. You want to participate on our talk show tonight? Feel free to do so. There's so much things to talk about tonight. We're going to be talking about five favorite things for 2009, and also, five unfavorite things. I'm cutting down to five in 2009. So you can say winners and losers in 2009. We're going to be talking about that. And also the top 12 of weird news. We're going to be talking about that also. And also some of the law that actually took effect started today. We're going to be talking about that. Feel free to grab your chair and listen to to me and some people are calling in. If you want to call in, you're more than welcome to. You can also go into the chat room as soon as I get it open. I'm really slacking in that one. There we go. Hold on a second here. We get it open for you, and also we're going to play some music. Lise Toussaint, If I Have a Gun, later on. But in the meantime, we're going to be mentioning the on this date. Okay, who's going to miss that? I won't miss that for 2010. On this date, we're going to be doing that also. People are going to be calling in to 824. Excuse me, what did I say there? It sounds like there's an ambulance in the background there. It's 847. That's my number. The number you got to call, 347-884-8125. Let's get, there's an online caller from, is this Winston?
No.
No man. I know that she was a computer call. What's going on? How's your, New Year's?
It was great in Tokyo.
Huh? What?
Yeah, New Year's in Tokyo. It was big fireworks.
Yeah. Did you watch that? Did you watch the fireworks and all that? I know I like Asians. I'm Filipino, so we in the Philippines, we do celebrate. We kind of celebrate the New Year's with fireworks, and we want to celebrate them with a bang. So what's going on, Winston?
Who are you with then?
Yeah. It's not going to fly. Who's Winston? I don't know. Some guy from Mississippi, right along the pipelines. What do you want to talk about today? What do you want to talk about? I don't know. Tell me some of your likes and dislikes for 2009. Any highlights? Bill. Any highlights for 2009 you want to share?
No? Healthcare bill passing. Dislike. I dislike that.
Do you dislike that? What about the like? What do you like?
I don't know. Christmas.
Christmas. That sounds good. I like that too. For that, does that happen every year?
Yeah.
Oh,
especially like 11:59 yesterday. It was really windy, so I went to Wendy's and ate. And that was my first time eating at a restaurant at 12 o'clock.
Really?
New Year's.
Wendy's?
Yes.
Like New Year's? Well, they so you did your countdown while at Wendy's?
Yeah.
So you
I was eating
like
a bacon burger. That was like Tyler, AP four, three. I kind of sipped on some drink. Two, then one.
Who are you with?
Huh?
Who you were with?
I was my church group. We was in Texas on the way back.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, because I heard that there's a lot of churches actually celebrated their, you know, the New Year's with the communion. That correct?
No.
Did you guys celebrate that? Oh, yeah, that's a fact. I actually went to my wife and I and the kids went to my sister's house and you know, they happened to be having a birthday party there, and then we just kind of stuck around and said, hey, you know, we'll just wait here until 2010, and we did. You know, it was kind of too cold out. I mean, it was like what, like 19, 20 degrees outside, man. You're crazy to be going outside.
Texas, yeah, we was in Texas, and they thought there was coming a blizzard there. And Arlington, Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yeah, you were in Texas, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I didn't.
Are you in Texas right now?
Oh, no, I'm at home now. I get in yesterday. I guess we say this morning, early at 12 o'clock this morning.
Huh. All right, That's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. We're going to get into the show in a minute here. We're going to be doing the On This Day. Hang on, Winston. We're going to be flying through here real quick. On this day, this is January 1st, 2010. Actually, that happened in 1959. Fidel Castro led Cuban revolutionaries to victory over Fulgencio Batista. That happened in January 1st, 1959. January 1st, 1895. J. Edgar Hoover, the director of Federal Bureau of Investigation from 1924-1972, was born. That's actually following his death on May 2nd, 1972. And on this date, 1797, goes way back, Albany became the capital of New York State, replacing New York City. I didn't know that. Till now. 1808, on this date, a law prohibiting the importation of slaves into the United States went into effect. Importation, I'm sorry. Did I say information? Yeah. 1863, President Abraham Lincoln signed an Emancipation Proclamation declaring the slaves in rebel states were free. That's what happened. 1892, the Ellis Islands Immigrant Station in New York opened. 1901, the Commonwealth of Australia was proclaimed. 1945, France was admitted to the United Nations. I think that was the biggest mistake they ever did in 1945.
Yeah.
France.
That's pretty much.
A 1958 treaty establishing the European Economic Community went into effect in 1958. 1979, one of the biggest things, a mistake also, the United States and China established diplomatic relations. Well, I can say it's not a mistake. I don't know. 1984, AT&T was divested of its 22 Bell System companies under terms of an antitrust agreement. Fast forward to 1998, an anti-smoking law went into effect in California, prohibiting people from lighting up in bars. Wow, that's 1998. I thought it was later than that. 1999,
yeah.
The euro became the official currency of 11 European countries, the euro. 2008, no smoking rules went into effect in France, prohibiting people from lighting up in cafes, bars, and restaurants. And in 2009, the U.S. formally transferred control of the Green Zone to Iraqi authorities. And that's what happened. We're going to go through the birthdays today, notable birthdays. If you guys are having birthday today, happy birthdays, okay? To all my Facebook friends and MySpace friends, you know, happy birthdays. Don't be sad. 91. Where was I? There you go. Don Novello, 67, a comedian, turned 67. John Corzine, governor of New Jersey, actually turned 63. Steve Ripley, turned 60. Robert Menendez, a U.S. senator a Democrat from New Jersey, turned 56. Any notable Nothing. Catherine Bowen, American writer, turned 676. And that, my friends, that's it. It's the first of the year, first of the month. I mean, that's nothing going on, really. And that is the boring segment of our...
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the... couple things that brings in the law, man. Winston, let me go to you real quick. How was the Texas visit, man? Was it how was the temperature there?
It was cold. It didn't get under 30 degrees, I tell you that much. So it was really good. All flights. As soon as we got there, it was like planes were coming over back and forth. You know, but the only same problem is, you know, when we stayed at the plane, like, literally stayed right beside the airport, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth International.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't sleep because it was...
Wow.
Yeah. You never could sleep. But, you know, we ended up getting sleep. And then after we slept, we got up and went to Mission Arlington.
Was that your first time being on the plane?
No.
No, okay.
I fly with somebody like literally every weekend. I'm taking lessons. Anyway, we went to Mission Arlington, and there's this guy there. I don't know if you've ever been to Mission Arlington. If you do, you need to go because it's like the place, you know, it's just it's like where people donate stuff. It's like this amazing. I get tons and tons and tons of stuff every day. That, you know, that people donate, and then they take it out, and they give these people that are homeless or need stuff.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. They get flat-screen TVs. They will be getting shelves, furniture, all kinds of stuff, window units, central air units.
Wow.
All kinds of stuff. GM bought, I think it was 400 bicycles for them to give to the kids. Then one of the GM CEO donated a 14-story building to them.
What?
Yeah.
Like a building. Like
a building, like a skyscraper. Donated it to them, gave it to them. It was amazing what they accomplished.
Right.
And you can go and Google it, go to Mission, just Google it and say Mission Arlington and go to images. And, I mean, really, seriously, it was just amazing.
Wow. All right, hold on just a second, just for 3 seconds. Hold on a second. All right, sorry about that. We're back. So, if I Google, what's the name again?
Mission Arlington.
Okay. Wow. All right. What about a website? Do you have a website for them?
We'll go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah.
What we'll do is, I'll just go ahead and just keep on talking, and I'll give you that. Let me look that website up right quick. Okay.
All right.
So we won't pick up time, you know.
All right, yeah.
Talk
that's
something else, and I kind of
right.
tell
okay.
you.
Well, from the, actually from texting to other new laws brought forth this year, actually, legislatures in all 50 states, there's actually of, what do you call it, 40, about a little over 40,000 laws. And many of which will take effect starting or today, actually, January 1st. The new laws will cover a variety of areas from, they say, texting and tanning beds to human trafficking and also seatbelt safety. New Hampshire, Oregon, and Illinois actually joined 16 other states that prohibit motorists from sending text messages while driving. Something will take effect today, actually. That's cool. Anyway, so if you are texting fanatics, make sure you do not get pulled over from that. Gloria Wilhelm fought for the Illinois law after her son, Matt, was struck and killed while he was riding his bike by a driver apparently is downloading cell phone ringtones. And they say that was incredibly selfish behavior. Let's get Don here. What's new, Don? I don't think you can hear me.
I'm here. Okay.
All right.
So, New Year's Day, it is today.
Mm-hmm.
A nice time last night. Went to family's house for a birthday party. Who happened to be, the birthday was on New Year's Eve.
Right.
And my husband was like singing karaoke, and he was dedicating a lot of songs to me, which was really nice. I hope he keeps that up. So, that's what's new.
So apparently Winston did a countdown while he's at Wendy's while
wow.
having a
oh, yeah,
double
good.
Bacon cheeseburger.
Cool.
Oh yeah. Good.
And it was
good,
he
really
counting
good, yeah.
yeah. And he was counting it like through you know, every bite. Like 10, 9, 8.
Yeah. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Wonderful. Bacon cheeseburger.
And I was doing it by watching Wife Swap in the Wendy's. It was
wow.
really had a big flat screen TV.
Wife?
I was watching actually Wife Swap. They actually had a group from Mississippi, a woman from Mississippi and a woman from Minnesota. And look,
mm-hmm.
listen to this. This is really interesting. It kind of shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
It was backwards. The Minnesota people were actually living redneck, and the Mississippi people were acting all proper. They actually wore ties and dress up everywhere they went. Kind of like, whoa, I think they got the families mixed up here. I think it's the other way around. Because, like, you know, it's kind of interesting there to me.
Wow. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back. What was I talking about? Yeah, I was talking about the law, wasn't I? Yeah, laws.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, let me go back to my notes here. What do you think about that? Let me get your input on that real quick, Winston. I know you're a big texting fan. Do you think that you don't have a problem with that?
Me texting, like, in a car or just texting in general?
No. In car, like while driving. Motors from sending text messages while driving.
Never text while in a car. Never text while in a car. Please.
A lot of people do. That's why they need to... you know, I'm all for it for this.
Well, let me ask this: if you ever ask anybody, you need a text during a call. Why can't you just get a Jupiter Jack and call somebody?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jupiter Jack. Just buy yourself a you know, like a Chevy Traverse, a new one, a 2009, that comes at all with
yeah.
Bluetooth enabled.
Pretty
so,
cool.
You know, that's pretty cool. What about you, Don? What do you think of texting? I know that you're really multitasker and you like to test message and talk and drive at the same time. You will get pulled over.
I don't think it's a good idea to be texting while you're driving. It's very dangerous because unless you are the type of person who has your computer, like, you don't have to look and you know where the buttons are and you don't even glance down for a second, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's very rare. So I think it's okay to text while you're at a stoplight that's red,
mm-hmm.
as long
right.
as you keep an
right.
eye on it.
Exactly.
But as soon as it turns green or as soon as you start driving again, you know, I think you should put the phone down. You know, if it takes you 5 seconds to write one sentence.
Get a Bluetooth, get a Bluetooth and just call the person.
True.
How about that?
But sometimes, you know, when you text, it's a lot easier and faster, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you have 15 minutes, then a Bluetooth will work. You know, like you have a 15-minute drive and
exactly.
one question might turn
right.
into 5 questions, you know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's move on here. Actually, the new law in Oregon requires children now under age of 16 to wear a seatbelt on all-terrain vehicle or in a car while on public property. Isn't that common sense? I mean, come on. Same-sex couples will be able to marry in New Hampshire. This is bad news for us. We'll be... Same-sex couples will be able to marry in New Hampshire beginning today under New Hampshire General Court 8, they call HB 436. And the state joins Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, and Iowa in legalizing same-sex marriages. In California, however, SB 54 requires the state to recognize the same-sex marriages performed in other states while such marriages were legal in California.
Well,
what do you think?
It's going to be warm. If they keep this trend up, and, you know, it's going to be pretty warm where they're going to go when they die. It's going to be really, really warm.
Pretty warm. Yeah, well, it'd be toastier than that. It'll be burned. The legislation covers same-sex marriages performed. They perform between June 16, 2008, and November 5th, 2008, when a ballot initiative. Remember the Proposition 8 in California? Remember that? Now they're trying to lift that up again. So I don't know what's going on in California. I think they will just probably eventually follow. I mean, you know, the other states. But the Californians, the people that believes the anti, you know, I don't want to say the anti same sex marriages, you know, it just like makes you want to be like, you know, it makes you, and if I label myself, I'm an anti same sex marriage, you know, it kind of, I'm a, you know, stuff like I'm a bad guy, you know, like, you mean, like I'm doing the wrong thing, I'm anti this, you know,
yeah.
I like to portray myself or sell myself you know, like, because of God said so. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, stuff, it's against the Bible. You know, when people ask me, are you an anti-gay? No, I'm not anti-gay. I'm anti, you know, homosexuals, you know, stuff like that. But anyway, that's a different topic there. Also, California measures the limits, you know, of trans fat and restaurants and all, it also will take effect today. Actually enacted in 2008.
Huh.
Yeah, it requires restaurants to use oils, margarines, and shortenings that have less than half a gram of trans fat per serving. It will actually, similar provision will apply to what they call, to all the baked goods in 2011. Bad things or a good thing? I mean, I know that the lard and oil and all that is heavily used in the South. Winston, what do you think?
Yes. It can be a good and it can be a bad.
Give it a good one. Give it a good one.
It can make people lose weight. You can stop making Mississippi the number one, you know, the number one state of fatness.
The bad part
may be... It may make the food taste a little different. As far as, you know, the fries, you know, sometimes the grease makes the fries good. Now, saying the grease is good for you, it makes it taste good.
The French fry is, like, deep fried and fat. You know, I mean, that's, if it tasted like deep, you know, when a French fries are, like, baked with no oil used or anything like that and deep fried with
bitter.
Oh my goodness! It's, you know, I mean, when you deep fry them in, like
flavor,
oil, you know, yeah, vegetable oils and everything like that, it has a lot of fat in it. I mean, it tastes good. It's like, you know, it's like you're eating, you know, meat. You know what I mean? I don't think. See, the thing is, here's my take on that. I don't think it's going to help people to lose weight. I think it will eventually, I mean, if you're already fat, it will probably, I don't think it's going to help you. You know what I mean? It will probably, you know, if you're skinny and you're already healthy and all that, because the trans fat is just, you know, it's bad for your cardiovascular system. You know, it will give you heart attacks, high cholesterols and all that. So it's not going to help people that are already obese or anything like that, because it's going to, you know, it's going to make you eat more, you know what I mean? The bad thing, what I would say for that is probably, yeah, the French fry is not going to taste the same. And I think people are going to look for alternatives, and there's a lot of other companies, other source of trans fat, you know, like chips or things you buy from the grocery stores. And people probably will make their own fries and fry it on trans, lard or anything like that, and high in fat, So I don't know. I mean, it's not going to help them. But what do you think about that, Don? What do you think it's going to help people that are already, fat and obese to cut down at least? This is not available.
Hello.
Hello there. Hello. Hello there.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Were you paying attention?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I already started talking. I thought you could hear me. So I was
you echoing. Yeah, you are echoing.
I don't know. How about now?
All right. A little bit.
Okay, how about now?
A little bit.
How about now?
That's good.
Is that fine?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Go ahead. What do you think about? Do you think that would help people to lose weight, like Winston's saying?
Well, I think that, I thought Burger King did that, a long time ago, trans fat. Isn't that what you're saying, trans fat?
It'll be a law, statewide.
Oh, wow, a law. Mm. Okay, so that's different if it's a law. Like I said, people, Burger King did that years ago, I think, and people still go to Burger King and fry. However, I think that, really the oil, it may have a factor in that, but I think it's more of, there's good carbs and bad carbs, and potatoes, white potatoes are bad carbs. They're, you shouldn't have a lot of those. If you go back for a second serving every single day, watch out, because you're going to be putting that weight on. Because that's, stores around the hips and stuff like that usually, at least I think so. I know you study health and nutrition more than I do, but I'm pretty sure that, those are bad carbs.
Yeah.
I know that much.
Yeah,
they
are.
So it's more about that.
All right.
Okay, I don't know.
All right, we'll fix that later on. Moving on, a statewide smoking ban in bars and restaurants that will take effect in other, states. I think Wisconsin will have that in 2010, like this year. North Carolina will also take effect. And actually, North Carolina is actually the nation's biggest producer of tobacco. And it's actually next, has drawn
this
reaction. Yeah, that's North Carolina.
North
Carolina there. What do you think about the good thing? What's a good thing and bad thing in this, Winston? Good thing first.
For me?
Winston.
Okay. Sorry.
Winston fell off. All right. What about you, Don? What do you think a good thing and a bad thing about this?
About the smoking ban,
yeah. In restaurants and all that. I think Wisconsin's going to take effect this year, sometime in June.
Personally, for me, it doesn't affect me because I don't smoke. So,
But
I know for freedom wise, I think that they shouldn't be doing that. I think that people need to just learn to be more courteous about smokers. So I think that it's kind of, I don't know, maybe it's too late, but and it's never too late for changing the law. So, yeah, for me personally, it doesn't affect me either way if, because I don't smoke. But as far as, freedom's concerned,
Yeah. What about you, Winston? Welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, thank you so very much. I don't know. I mean, again, like Don said, it's really not going to affect me because I really don't smoke. But, again, it's going to make some people mad. And, I want to smoke another cigarette.
I mean, they're gonna have to probably chew. I know that down south, there's more people that chew tobacco than smoking.
Oh yeah,
that's the same. Yeah. To me, I'm just like Don said, I agree with Don. I mean, I don't smoke anything like that, but I don't, you know, when it comes to, like, freedom, I mean, they should be able to smoke somewhere, you know. I know that the ban would include actually that's, you know, if an establishment or restaurants, bars, and anything like that, you won't be able to smoke within, I would say, I think 20 or something like that, 100 yards or something like that. But anyway, yeah, I agree with Don. I agree with you, Don. So, but it will make people mad, though. But I don't think it's going to, I think it was just going to catch on with us, you know, as we go along here. I think that's it. Pretty much, you know, covered the whole thing here. It's 31, yeah, half past the hour. 31 minutes past the hour, actually. We're going to take a break here in a little bit so we can come back. We're going to talk about 2009's top 12, what do you call that? Yeah, weird news that happened in 2009. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about that a little 12? Bit here when we come back. The top 12 only. I don't think we're going to have time to cover all of them. But we will do the top 12, and also we'll do the winners and losers and brands winners and losers in 2009. We're going to be covering that also. And we'll talk to you. Hang on tight, Winston, and give me the website later when we come back. The
Gobble.
Giant Turkey
Gobble.
Is here again.
Gobble.
Give me the website you're talking about, and we'll do that. We'll talk about more of that later
on.
I don't know why. I accidentally clicked the other link on that one.
Gobble.
But, gobble. Gobble.
Gobble.
So we'll be back. Here he goes. Listen to Liz Toussaint. If I have a gun, if I had a gun. You can find Liz Toussaint on Facebook or MySpace. Hey, we'll be back.
My daddy said, ain't no single mother or two safe in the world these days, and you need to be prepared just in case somebody else tries to come and break in your place with this little weak case. But I declined, 'cause the man who broke in my house, he just stole my wine.
I get on my knees.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show, y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from ChickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
Talk Time Radio with Winston Pitts. Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call in live at 347-826-9009. The young conservative of Blog Talk Radio. Make your voice heard.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veteran.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Welcome back. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniatti Show. It is, what time is it? It's 9:38 right now, 38 past the hour. Welcome everyone back into the show here. Welcome Dawn on the other line. What's going on? What did you do during the break?
Not much, just trying to eat supper.
Oh.
Kids eating.
Uh-huh.
You know,
what about you? Yeah, go ahead.
Some local news over here in Illinois. There was an apartment building that somebody was using an old space heater in. And,
an old one?
Apartment building an old one from like 1970.
Uh-huh.
And somehow it caught fire and then it started a whole building on fire. Just like three blocks away maybe from where we live.
Yep. Wow. What about you, Winston? What about you, Winston? What's going on? Are you on? All right, we'll pick up Winston here in a little bit. Actually, we're going to be talking about the weirdest news in 2009. Hey, remember that thing? What do you call it? The guy that got caught driving a furniture, actually a motorized bar stool. He's actually doing it. He's doing it pretty fast, 38 miles per hour. That happened in 2009. It's a guy from Ohio. And also, I don't know, but the same year, actually, not the guy from Minnesota, actually, that drove his motorized Lazy Boy and slammed into a parked car. Apparently, he also pleaded guilty for driving your furniture while intoxicated. It's bad for you. What do you say to that, Winston?
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's not. Winston, if you got to, what do you call that? Just say something if you want to participate. What about you, Don? What do you think? Motorized bar stool? I mean, motorized lazy boy? What is this guy doing? What's this people doing? Putting their...
He probably, figured that that's the best comfy ride for him, so he took initiative, and he decided to put a motor to it. I said, I'm going to go to the grocery store. Man, he said, I'm going to go to the grocery store in comfort and style. See what's going on.
Grocery stores with their lazy boy. Yeah, every man. Yeah, that's everyone's fantasy. Have a wheel, lazy boy wheels on it, so you can just go around, move around, whatever they want to go. What was that, Don? Were you trying to say?
Maybe he even thought that he won't need one of those like motorized scooters in the grocery store because he's bringing his own.
Yeah. Remember that teen from New York is walking down a sidewalk and while texting and accidentally fell into an open manhole.
Wow.
And she was like tweeting about it.
Well,
remember that? I thought that was weird. It's like, hey, I'm in a manhole right now.
Right.
Yeah. That was dangerous. Yeah. If I have a cell phone, I'd be tweeting. I'll be doing the same thing. I'll be tweeting. I'll be like, you know, hey, I just fell in a manhole. Can you believe that? I'm right here. That's one of the 12. You know, I'm not going to go through all the 12 things because some of those are, like, really stupid. Past that. Remember that? Okay, remember that the girl that actually claimed that she fell asleep in a tattoo artist's chair and woke up with 56 stars plastered all over her face or something like that, and she was, like, trying to sue him something. No, she wasn't trying to sue him, but she was actually the dad. She got in trouble, and she blamed it on the tattooist, saying that she only wanted a couple stars, and she ended up like 56 stars plastered all over her face. You know, I hope she didn't say anything like she wanted all the 56 or all the stars in the United States flag. There's only like what 51, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
There's 50 and then Puerto Rico. I don't know if they ever added a star for Puerto Rico, though.
Hmm. Well, what do you think about that, Winston? He's on there, but somehow he's not on. Anyway, but I think that's one of my favorite words news in 2009. What about this guy? Remember that this 29-year-old Eric Williamson. Actually, that dude got busted. We talked about this. This not too long ago. Actually, in his own house for drinking his morning coffee in a nude.
Oh.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Huh? Yeah. That's actually made to a top 12.
Hey, I was talking with my husband about that this afternoon because we're having like tickle time with the kids,
uh-huh.
And I almost like landed on one of the kids, so I kind of like got my foot perfectly wrapped in the drape to kind of catch my fall and holding out his curtain rod.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, maybe the guy's curtain rod fell down. He was just trying to figure out how to put it back. So maybe since he was drinking coffee, he maybe was like, let me go pour me some coffee and see how I put that back up. Maybe he didn't realize he was naked.
Oh, wow. Man. Thanks for sharing that. Remember that farmers, actually from England, actually, and, you know, he, like, wanted us to do, he suggested to talk to animals, especially cows, if they want your cows to produce more milk. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the scientists, actually, kind of researchers, actually saying that the studied practices, actually, they studied and they actually applied it on 500 dairy farm animals and found that cows with names actually produced one or two pints of milk more a day than cows that weren't given names.
Right.
kind
of like plants, you know?
Yeah, that's I find that, you know, weird. I was like, what? You know, so I'm not going to, I don't have any names, so I'm going to produce less milk. Is that what? You know, I was like, whoa, that's kind of stupid. But anyway, that was the highlights of what we call weirdest news in 2009. Actually, I want to go into five favorite brand winners and loser in 2009. Winners, actually, Lady Gaga. She may not be the best singer in the world. I don't know if you'd ever heard. I've heard of a couple of her songs, but, you know, it sounded like it's all like you know, through the machine, like, you know, how Kanye West does his singing. Hey, Winston, are you there? Hmm. All right, no, not Winston yet. But anyway, Lady Gaga. But actually, she had, you know, she has built herself into a world-class brand by telling an excellent, you know, by being an excellent marketer. You know, that's what she does best. She market her songs. She has discovered the demand of music consumers and delivered again and again over the past year, and her profile is going enormously. I mean, people talk about her, you know. Number two is Apple. I mean, what is it? I mean, companies, they have an iPhone and all that. They build products and what everyone wants, actually. They get the, someone's banging on my studio here. I think it's the bill collector. I don't know if I'm not mistaken. All right.
Maybe somebody wants to be your co-host, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they want to be intern.
Well, not today. Apple, actually. Apple computers and all that. Again, you know, they know how to advertise. They get the advertising right because they know their targeted market. So that's number two. Number three is Hollywood. I mean, you know, they've had their lows, you know, the struggling economy, not to mention the competition from the internet, like YouTube, Hulu, and all that stuff, and also video games. Hollywood has actually managed to put in one of its strongest years ever with this. The movie came out, Avatar, actually drawing like millions of dollars, and I actually set a standard for the and a new trend for the moviegoers. You know, the future has looked bright for them. And the Hollywood is a brand that has reinvented itself from the start and met demand. So it is a first-year in market or in brand. Actually, that's pretty good for the Hollywood. Number four, David Letterman, despite the kind of scandal that would have destroyed another brand, like, you know, his scandal about sleeping with their interns and all that, or his employers and all that. Actually, you know, his, shamefully enough, I'm saying this, but actually, you know, he actually emerged stronger, you know, as ever in 2009, because people, you know, talked about, because, you know, he manipulated the media, you know what I mean? He just took control. I mean, he manipulated the media, and also with the help of, you know, liberal media has something to do with that also. because he proved that his brand is one for the ages, and while apologizing for his mistakes, didn't make the mistake of forgetting who he was as a brand. You know, he is an icon or of morality, and his audience, of course, now didn't expect him to be, you know, so in his apology. So David Letterman actually, you know, is one of that. I'm actually reading this off on Fox News. I didn't make this up. So, Sarah Palin, actually number five. Sarah Palin takes this in 2009 with a stronger brand than she entered the year with. Even though her book was a sales success, I believe it won't. They said this is the right. I'm reading this. So they say they believe it won't help her brand very much. Nevertheless, she has shown that she's more than a fad, and she has cultivated readily identifiable brand traits and positions that are consistent and has loyal support among many voters. If 2010 sees her expanding and beyond her base through sophisticated political commentary of visiting professorships, her brand will grow. Any comments on that? Winston, let me go to you first, Winston. Any comments? Or are you still, did you fall asleep? Yeah, he probably fell asleep. Anyway, what about you, Don? Any comment on that? Is everyone falling asleep
about
here?
About the whole thing?
Yeah, just give me
a lot of Hollywood stuff.
Oh, well, whatever caught your attention. What is,
I think they're like, it's nice that they come out with movies around Christmas time, you know, and that's probably like what boosts it, because people are, you know, available to go to the movies, and maybe the parents want to take the kids to the movie on Christmas, something like that. So I think that had something to do with it, the timing of the movie, you know, not necessarily
You mean for the Hollywood?
Right. It's the timing of the release of the movie. That's what I think.
I think they talked about, is that you, Winston? Who is that? Doing some...
I don't know. I thought it was Winston.
Hello, Winston Pitts? I don't know. Anyway. What was I saying? Yeah. No, I think it's the overall projected sales of the came from Hollywood. You know how like people, you know, sometimes they want to watch a movie because, you know, oh, I'll just catch that. I'll just wait until a DVD comes out, you know. Because movie's a movie. I think with the Avatar, you know, coming out and all that thing, with setting the standard as far as like the movie platform, I should say, you know, how they make movies and all that. I think they have a bright future. I mean, you know, I think that Hollywood will compete, will continue to compete with internet and games. You know, and a lot of stuff with that. You know, but I mean, Hollywood knows how to market itself. You know, through their tentacles marketers. But anyway, you know, like I think that DVD sales, I think it will decline because of the internet, HDTV and all that stuff. I think DVD sales, it will eventually becomes obsolete, just like a CD. You know, it's like VHS is long gone. I'm talking about like music CDs and all that. You know, with the MP3, iPhone, iTunes, and all that coming out. I mean, when was the last time you bought a CD? You know what I mean?
I don't. Too expensive. They're like $15.
Well, when was the last time you did?
I can't even remember.
Laughing there. Almost choked on my own. All right. What was I? So, I don't know why I got sidetracked on this. So, Hollywood, you say, what else? What else caught your attention on that? Sarah Palin. I mean, they're saying that actually, her 2009 actually came out stronger, you know, because of her brand. They're talking about branding, which is like an image. You know, David Letterman actually, I was, you know, kind of surprisingly enough, actually, you know, came out strong in 2009 because, you know, what he did and how he actually manipulated everything, you know.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin, Apple with the iPhone and all that thing coming out, they knew how to market themselves. Lady Gaga actually came out strong. Taylor Swift, I mean, that's, you know, what do you say about? Go ahead.
What I think about the iPhone is that, like, are even people buying it now? Because now there's something newer and better, you know, like, first it was like the iPhone, and then there was like something my husband was looking at getting. And
are you there, Winston?
Out.
Is Winston talking?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, wow. I thought you fell asleep.
No, I don't know what happened. My mic literally failed.
Like, failed on you. We could hear though. You were, I could hear you like, you're kind of frustrated or something, you know?
Because my mic is on a stand, and I can't feel, and I thought it, and I did really thought it broke, and it come out from the, and when I put it back up there, and I was talking into it, I was hearing you, I was talking into it, and you didn't hear me, so I was like, well, I'll come back in a minute, let it, you know, kind of, you know, just sit there for a minute, then I realized, like, wait a minute, it might have come unplugged from the computer. I went back there, sure enough, it's unplugged.
Oh, my goodness. So you heard everything. Any comments on anything that caught your attention? Oh, Sarah Palin. I want you to comment on Sarah Palin. What do you think? Do you think she came out strong in 2009? Sarah Palin.
Sure she did. She wrote a book. I mean, you know, when she was Gilman Road. Personally, I had the book. Nice book.
You
need to read
you
it.
You did? You read the book? You know, I've been,
yeah.
I've been accused of reading the book. people would say something about, oh, you probably read the book, Sarah Palin's book, did you? And I'm like, I would love to, but no, I did not. Because people will dare that to me. What about David Letterman? What's your comment on him? Do you agree what I had to say about that and how he manipulated the media?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he is the media. Period. I mean, he's on TV.
he has a
big good control over what people think and what they do and who they listen to. But you know, otherwise, I mean, from the sex scandal or the adultery matter, I don't think he was a butthole about it.
No,
but
not really.
Yeah.
What about Lady?
I think he was.
Yeah, Lady Gaga and Apple. What do you think? Do you think
strong.
They came out strong 2009? Yeah, because they know how to market themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, Lady Gaga, you know, it's like she marketed herself to those. You know, not to us. I mean, you can assure that to the other people that you know, kissing other girls, you know, thinks are cool. You know, that embraces like new things, and you know, she market to them. And then there's a lot of them, and people listen to her. What about Apple? What do you think, Apple? Apple did pretty good with strong sales, eh?
Personally, I do not like Apple, but you know, that's not the point here.
Mm-hmm.
They came out pretty strong in the long run.
They came out pretty strong. I don't like Apple either.
I would rather use
other things. You know, like
I'm trying to, you know,
mm-hmm.
I hate when people. I can't bring this up and interrupt, but I hate when people say like the Mac computer.
Right.
The Mac is better than the PC because the Mac can never get a virus. Well, you know what? I'm on a quest right now designing a virus that will infect the Mac computer. Because, I'm sick and tired of it. I hate it. And end up Microsoft is going to go out of business because everybody's going to Mac. Last year, listen to this, the sales were 50% last year. Okay?
Oh, wow.
50%. I mean, whoa. So, I mean, you know, I'm on a quest right now because I love PC. I love Windows, Windows 7, Windows Vista, HP. I love it. And
I like
I'm making where the PC is not gonna be able to have viruses. The Mac is gonna be vulnerable to viruses. So I'm like right now I'm right now 18% complete on the virus thing.
Right.
So I mean.
Well, you know, this is it, folks. I think we're gonna have to say goodbye. Next episode will be Monday. Keep an eye on Fernando Poniente's show on Block Talk Radio. Winston, when is your next show?
Tuesday, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific on blogtalkradio.com/talktime.
That would be your first show of the year, right?
Yep.
All right, going to Talk Time. Talk Time, Block Talk Radio. What about you, Don? I know that you don't have a show, but what? Last word.
For all of your shopping needs, visit shopinsuperhighway.com and sign up as preferred customer. Earn up to 2% cash back. So if you like earning money for shopping or even just browsing, get prepared and start shopping around.
All right, I am out. This is Fernando. I'll say signing off. Hasta la vista, baby.
Peace. Fernando.
Yeah.
Go on Facebook. I got to tell you something.
No, you can tell me now.
Well, I'm the idiot. It's kind of.
No, we're off the air.
I'll write it on your wall. I'll write it off the wall.
You got to
write
it on my
wall.
I can hear
okay.
you.
Huh?
Okay.
No, we're not streaming, but we're able to talk.
Okay, it's kind of an archive, but anyway, how would you like a spot on the radio station?
That would be the best thing in my 2010 if I would have to do that.
Would you like to do that? Because
I would love to do it.
I got this advanced software, and I'm going to put you in the request line. My online request line where people can actually, it's a software, it's amazing software, Sam Broadcasting. You know, and is very, very professional internet broadcaster, and it allows me to actually get stuff. Like, I put a request line. It has all kind of stuff on there where you can listen to the song and request it. And it actually puts, I can put, like, an event on there, and I can say any kind of request that comes in, it comes through my computer to this software and actually puts it into the queue. I put it in queue, and I'm going to put your show on it, like the Fernando Poniente show, show date, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And they can request that and put it in the queue. And also, you know, this is for a request. And I haven't got the request line up going yet. I'm getting some help. I'm going to end up hiring me a sound engineer with the sound stuff on this. Because it's really, really advanced. Yeah, that is really that advanced.
Yeah, send me the info, and let me know what I need to do, and you know, more than happy to do that.
Yeah, I was going to post that link to your Facebook page about the thing. About if you can, just quickly go on there. It'll probably be around about 10:15.
Okay.
So if
you
can, right, just pop it right on there.
All right, man.
The link station.
Post it in there, and I'll do that.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you
later.
We'll talk to you Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday. Probably Monday.
Whichever comes first.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know.
All right. We'll talk to you later, man.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.